Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. If the names of Mr. and Mrs. Chester A. Riley ever appear in the social columns, you might come across such items as Mr. and Mrs. Chester A. Riley entertained Mr. and Mrs. James Gillis at Canast the last night. The party ended abruptly when Mr. Gillis accused his host of cheating and left. Well, such is the Riley. But tonight they're spending a quiet evening at home, their fifth in a row.
Riley, let's do something tonight.
Okay, Riley. How about having the Gillises over for some Canasta?
And have them accuse you of cheating again? Well, let's do something different for a change.
Okay, Riley. Let's go over to their house and catch him cheating.
Well, frankly, I'm sick of the Gillises.
You're right. I can't stand the sight of them either. If they weren't our best friends, I wouldn't bother with them.
There must be something to do besides seeing the Gillises.
Well,
Hello? Oh, hello, Jean. Oh, fine. How are you, dear? Tonight? Well, nothing. Oh, I'd love to. Hold on a second. I'll ask Riley. Riley?
No.
What do you mean, no? You don't even know what I was going to ask you.
I don't feel like going over to the Morrises.
They don't want us to come over. They want us to go with them to see Oklahoma.
I'm sick of them cowboy pictures.
It's a musical.
Oh, with Gene Autry. No, no.
It's not a movie.
Look, Peg, you decided to stay home before. Let's stay home.
Oh. Hello, Gene. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I don't think we can make it tonight. Riley isn't feeling well. So some other time. Bye.
Well, you didn't have to tell a lie. You should have told her we don't want to go. Why do you have to say I don't feel good?
When I get through with you, it won't be a lie.
What are you getting sore about?
Well, I'm fed up staying in night after night. You never want to go anywhere.
Where do you want to go?
Well, other men might take their wives out to dinner once in a while or to a show.
I take you.
You haven't taken me to a legitimate show since my father gave us two passes to Avey's Irish Rose.
That ain't so. Time and time again I've offered to take you to a show downtown.
I will not go to a burlesque show. That's a fine place to take your wife.
Well, it's better than letting me run around loose down there.
You know, other men...
It's no use talking about other men, Peg. You're married to me, and I ain't no millionaire. It costs money to go out all the time, and I just ain't got it.
You'd have it if you didn't throw your money away on foolish, useless gadgets.
When did I ever buy a foolish, useless gadget? Name one.
That diver's helmet.
Name something else.
The snowshoes.
Come again.
The stuffed rattlesnake. And the shrunken head. And that idiotic watch.
That watch was one of the best buys I ever made. A genuine antique. You don't see these chiming watches anymore. Look at this watch. Do you mean to say it ain't worth 25? Oh, you hear that? You hear how clear it chimes? 10 times. Clear as a bell.
10 times. But it's only 8 o'clock now.
I can subtract, can't I?
Oh, what's the use of talking to you?
Wait, where are you going?
To bed.
Are you sleepy?
No, I'm bored. Bored stiff.
She's bored. I can't understand her. She's got a house to clean, 2 kids to look after, meals to cook, dishes to wash, floors to scrub, and she's bored. Women are so unreasonable. What does she want?
And we trust you settle this matter at your earliest convenience, yours very truly. I get that off right away, Emily. Anything else?
Yes, about the tickets for the donors' dinner.
What's it for?
The Society for the Moral Rehabilitation of the South African Zulus.
Oh, no.
They sent you 2 tickets for the dinner. It's $25 a plate.
I get on more sucker lists.
Shall I send them a check for the tickets?
No, throw them in the wastebasket.
Anything else?
O'Reilly and Gillis are outside. It's about the defective rivets.
Oh, yes, yes. Send them in.
Yes, Mr. Stevenson. Okay, boys, come in.
Hi, Mr. Stevenson.
Hey, boss.
You got that rivet with you?
Yes, sir. Got it right here, boss.
You sure it's defective?
The whole shipment?
Yeah, see for yourself, boss. Here, catch. You're slipping, boss.
Where'd it get to?
I think it fell in the basket down here. Yeah, here it is.
Well, come on, Riley. I haven't got all day.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Here you are.
Hey, you're right. They all like that?
Yeah, looks like it.
Well, I'm glad you caught it, boys. If we'd turned down a plane put together with these things, it would have been a disaster. You boys have saved the company close to $200,000. I certainly appreciate it. Here, have a cigar.
Oh, thanks, boss. You know, boss...
You better get back to work now, boys.
Oh, yes, sir. So long, boss.
What a cheap tightrope. Of all the stingy misers.
What's eating you, Gil?
You hear him now? We saved him $200,000. He gives us one cheesy cigar. At least he could have done with the slip us a little bonus.
I got my bonus. Look.
What's that?
I found him in the wastebasket. Two tickets for a high-class dinner at the Ambassador Hotel.
That's stealing.
What's stealing? I don't steal. He threw them away, didn't he?
One of them's mine.
Now, you lay off. You steal your own tickets.
What do you want with two?
Oh, I'll take Peg. She's been beefing. I never take her out. When I blow to a swanky dinner at the Ambassador, she'll pipe down.
But it's a banquet or something for the Zulu.
Who's going to tell her?
Oh, this is a beautiful hotel, Riley.
Nothing but the best for my wife.
But the Ambassador's awful expensive. Where'd you get the money to pay?
Peg, when a lady steps out with Chester A. Riley, she don't have to worry about money. There's the embassy room. We go in there.
Wait, dear. That sign says private banquet.
Well, sure, it's private. Every bum can't get in here, but I can. Come on.
But Riley, how do you...
May I see your ticket, please?
Oh, yeah, here you are.
Thank you. Let's see now. Your table is 17.
Thanks. Come on, Peg. Table 17.
Riley, I thought you were taking me to a restaurant. I don't understand. This is a banquet. Where'd you get those tickets?
Got them off a friend. I bought them. I didn't feel them.
But, Riley, are you
Look,
sure?
Peg, you've been nagging me. I should take you out for a good time to a nice joint. And I did. So don't spoil it all by asking a lot of silly questions.
No,
well, let's find our table first and sit down, and I'll tell you the whole story. It'll hand you a laugh. Oh, hey, it's 17. Oh, there's two people sitting there already. Good evening. Is this table 17?
All right, you are.
Sit down, Peg. I guess we ought to introduce each other. My name's Riley, and this is the missus.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Cecil Spencer Kendrick, and this is Mrs. Spencer Kendrick.
How do you do?
Jolly good turnout. What?
I didn't say nothing. Very classy, ain't he?
Oh,
Mrs. Spencer Kendrick is one of the original founders of the society.
She is? You don't say.
Oh, rather. Tell me, Mr. Riley, have you been one of us long?
Well, personally, I'm not a Zulu, but I'm all for you folks.
What's all this about Zulus?
Well, this here affair is... here's our waiter.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a choice of entree. Filet mignon or broiled squab?
I rather fancy the filet mignon. And you, my dear...
Squab, I think.
And you, my dear...
filet.
One filet.
That's two filets, one squab. And you, sir?
Half and half. Ow! Peg, watch your feet. You kicked me.
Sorry, dear.
It's squab or filet, sir.
Oh, well, I'll take the squab.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this sure is a swell place. I wouldn't have missed this dinner for anything, huh, Peg?
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah? Oh, hi.
There seems to be a little mixed up about your ticket.
Tickets? Yeah, well, I gave them to you when I...
Well, yes, I know, but we checked the list, sir. They weren't paid for.
Well...
Riley, I thought...
Well, don't worry. I got money. Well, I'll pay for the dinner, of course. How much?
$25 a plate.
I don't want to buy the plate. How much is the food?
$25 per person.
$25?
It's a donor's dinner.
Well, I'm a donor at the blood bank. I'll give you a pint.
Sorry, sir. That'll be $50 for two dinners.
Well, I don't have that much cash on me.
We'll take the check, of course.
Well, I left my checkbook at home.
Well, I have a blank check here.
Yeah, I lost my pen.
Use mine.
I can't write. $50.
The money goes to the Zulus.
Will the Zulus take my IOU? Peg, let me $50 till payday. Peg, wait.
I'm sorry, we better go.
No, Peg, wait. I'm sorry, we gotta go. My wife has a headache. Good night. Nice meeting you, Mr. Spencer Schmendrick. Hello. Peg, wait. Don't walk so fast. Peg, listen. I can explain the whole... Peg, wait. Talk to me. Peg, wait. Don't walk so fast. Peg, you gotta listen to me. You see, Peg, I didn't know...
What's it, Jeff?
Wait for me, Peg. Peg, please listen to me.
Hey, mister. You're fair.
Oh, didn't you pay for me? No, Peg, you gotta listen to me. Don't move away. Listen to me. Peg, say something. Talk to me. I told you how it happened. I thought the tickets were paid for. I didn't know. You gotta believe me. You believe me, don't you? Peg, talk to me. Say something. Please, Peg, I can't stand this. You can't ignore me like this. Talk to me. Say something. Peg! Peg, open the door. Open the door, Peg. I want to brush my teeth.
Now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Oh, it's awful, Gillis. First she wouldn't talk to me at all, and then she started yelling at me, and now she's back in the no-talking stage.
Don't cry over my shoulders. I ain't got no sympathy for you. You're a sucker.
Well, I just wanted to show her a good time.
Why did you want to get mixed up with a bank cat and Zulus? You should have played it smart.
Well, it's easy for you to talk. What would you have done?
First, I would say to the missus like this here, honey... How would you like to step out to the Copa Manana Club tonight?
It costs a fortune there.
Not if you're a personal friend of Louis.
Who's Louis?
A waiter. He waits there. So I phone up Louis. Yeah. He makes a reservation for me at one of the tables. Me and the missus order champagne, Rockefeller's oysters, royal pheasant under glasses, crepe Suzette's.
What's that?
Them little buckwheat cakes soaked in gasoline. They cremate them and you eat them.
Oh.
Then Louis hands you the check. You slip him 10. He squares the cashier with 5. She tears up the check and everybody's happy.
He's taking an awful chance. Why does Louis do that?
Oh, well, you see, Louis needs every cent he can lay his hands on. He's got one weakness.
Women?
No. He gives every cent he makes to his mother.
Oh.
Only she happens to be a bookie. Now, I could fix it for you with Louis.
I don't know. Suppose there's something went wrong.
What could go wrong? It always works with me.
Well, I don't know.
You can trust Louis. He's one of the most honest guys I know.
Hello?
Oh, Riley?
Yeah.
It's all set.
Oh, you spoke to Louis?
Yeah, yeah. He made a reservation in your name, table 4, ringside.
Great.
You'll be there around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Gillis. I'll never forget you for this. So long. Peg.
What do you want?
Oh, you're talking. Good. Look, honey.
Don't honey me.
Oh, no, don't be like that. Peg, I'm sorry for what happened. I want to make it up to you.
You're always sorry.
Well, this time I mean it. And to prove it, I'm taking you for a good time tonight.
Well, you've got your nerve. I wouldn't go out with you if you got down on your knees and begged me.
Yeah, but I made a reservation at the Copa Manana.
The Copa Manana?
Yeah. Classiest nightclub in town.
How do you expect to pay the check with a pint of blood?
Don't worry about money. I got enough.
Where did you get the money?
I got it.
Where?
Well, I I sold my Chiman watch.
Oh, I thought you said you'd never part with that watch.
Well, it did mean a lot to me. But you mean more, Peg. Give me a chance to make it up to you.
No, we can use that money for more important things than nightclubs.
I know, but you only live once. I want to take you out and show you a real good time.
Well, I shouldn't.
But you will, huh? Say you will. Please, Peg, will you?
Well, all right. I'm giving you one more chance.
Oh, thanks, Dumplin'. You won't be sorry. We're going to forget all our troubles tonight. We're going to act just as if we were single and happy again.
Good evening. Copa Mañana. Roberto speaking. Oh. Well, what about him? Oh, that's tough. Sorry to hear it. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. Gee, that's a tough break.
What's the matter, boss?
Louis won't be here tonight.
Why not?
He bet on a horse and it won. And Louis dropped dead. His ticker.
Poor Louis. I told him to watch that ticker.
Yeah, I'll sure miss him. One of the most honest waiters I ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah, boss?
You take all of Louis' tables tonight.
You happy, Peg?
Oh, yes. This is a beautiful place. And a ringside table.
Nothing but the best for my wife. Dumplin', this is one night you'll never forget.
What did you whisper to the orchestra leader after the last dance?
I arranged a little surprise for you. I asked him to play a certain song. Our song. The one they were playing that night that I proposed to you.
Oh, what song?
Our song. Don't you remember? Listen, he's going to play it now. Peg, let me hold your hand.
Oh, Riley.
Our song. Oh, there's our waiter.
Cap the water now, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Something to drink?
Yeah, bring us a fifth of champagne. The best. Domestic. None of this foreign stuff.
Yes, sir.
I'll be sure it's this year. Don't try to palm off any old stuff on me.
Yes, sir.
Riley.
Huh?
Champagne's awful expensive.
Now, Peg, you promised you wouldn't mention money. Everything's taken care of.
I'm sorry, dear.
Oh, this is delightful. Like in that book by Omar Khayyam, The Ruby Hat. Eat, drink, and be married because tomorrow you die.
You're a little mixed up, dear. It's eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow you die.
Please, this is my night off.
Digger, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
I didn't expect to find you in a nightclub, Mr. Odell.
A sentimental visit. The orchestra leader is an old pal of mine. He used to be an undertaker.
No kidding. What's his name?
Spade Cooley. And when that boy goes to work, he lays them in the aisle. May I sit down?
Oh, sure, Digger. Come on.
Oh, will you excuse me?
Where are you going, darling?
The powder room, Sally. Oh. I won't be long.
I must say, I'm surprised to find you here, Riley. This place is rather expensive.
Yeah, I know, but I always say you can't take it with you.
That's true. In our profession, we have a saying. You can't take it with you, so leave it with us. Well, I promised the wife I'd be home early.
Well, aren't you staying for the show? I hear they got a comedian that kills the people.
He does? In that case, I'll stay. Would you like a lift home in my vehicle afterwards? I have loads of room.
No. We'll take it care of.
Well, some other time, then. Well, here you. I'd better be shoveling home.
Huh?
How am I doing, Peg? Didn't think I knew how to do a rumba, huh?
Oh, don't kid yourself. You're not doing a rumba.
Oh, look how I'm shaking.
Look at that couple over there. You see, that's a rumba.
Huh? Oh, I guess I've been shaking the wrong part.
Oh, what a workout.
Well, come on, Fred Astaire. Let's get back to the table before you collapse on me.
Are you having fun, honey?
Oh, I don't know when I've had such a good time.
Sit down, sit down.
Oh, that dinner was simply delicious. Oh, I hate to think what the check's going to come to.
Nah, don't you worry about the check. I'll take care of that.
Oh, you were sweet to sell your watch.
What watch? Oh, my watch!
Yeah, sure.
Oh, dear. I think it's time to go home.
Oh, all right. I'll get the check. Waiter.
Yes, sir?
Give me the check, please.
Right away, sir.
Good evening. I am Gypsy Zalova. You wish I pay your fortune.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go on, Peg. Let her tell your fortune.
Oh, no, Riley.
Oh, come on. Why are we waiting for the check, huh?
Lady, please. May I see your palm?
All right.
That's good, Peg.
A lady is going to have long, long life. Plenty children. 5, 6, 7...
That's enough. Read mine, huh?
Check, sir.
Just a minute, Louis, old pal. Go on, Gypsy. What's my future?
Gentleman going to get big surprise. Soon? Very soon.
Good or bad?
Oh, you're going to get big kick out of it.
Oh, that's nice to know. Thanks. Oh, here you are.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Your check, sir.
$33.
Easy come, easy go. Here you are, Louis. It's 10 bucks for you. Thanks for everything.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, good night, Louis.
Your check, sir.
But, Louis...
Why do you keep calling me Louie? My name is Sam.
Sam? No, you're Louie. You've got to be Louie.
Yes, Jack.
But no, but Peg, I...
What's the matter? You got the money, haven't you? You sold the watch, didn't you? You said you...
Yeah, sure I sold it. I wouldn't lie to you.
Riley.
Except maybe once in a while.
Look, the check is $33.80.
Well, I can't pay the check until I see Louie.
Mister, if you don't pay the check, you will see Louie. Are you going to pay? You want me to call the boss?
No, wait. Before you call the boss, call back the Gypsy.
The Gypsy?
Yeah, I want to find out what happens next.
Easy, lady. Nobody's going to hurt your husband.
But he's been in that office over an hour.
It's a pretty big check. But don't worry. The boss will find a way to settle it. He always does.
Riley! Riley! Oh, Riley, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, Peg.
Did they hurt you?
No, I was very reasonable. It's all settled. Let's go home. Good night, boss.
Remember, be here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock sharp.
Yes, boss.
I don't understand. How did you settle it? Why are you calling that man boss?
Well, you see, I got to work it out until the check is paid.
Oh? Doing what? As a waiter?
No.
Bus boy?
No.
Dishwasher?
No.
Well, then, what?
Well, there are other jobs in a nightclub.
Well, why don't you tell me?
Well, if you must know, I'm the chief assistant in the men's powder room.
Just a moment, Riley will return.
Peg, talk to me. Say something. I told you how it happened. Say you forgive me. Peg, you've got to forgive me. Please, Peg.
Oh, all right, I forgive you.
Never have any peace till I do.
Oh, thanks, Dumplin. And I promise it'll never happen again.
Well, it better not.
Oh, don't worry, it won't, because I give you my word of honor, I'll never take you out again. There. Hello, Mr.
Happy.
Sure to join us next time when once again William Bendix lives the life of Riley, featuring John Brown as Digger Odell. The Life of Riley is an Irving Brecker production, distributed exclusively by the Nostalgia Broadcasting Corporation, Post Office Box 10914, St. Petersburg, Florida 33733.
About leaving her, don't you?
If I was there, I'd feel a lot worse.
You've got no right to be so cold out. I mean, nothing is free, Rhino.
I don't need you to tell me that.
Well, you want to live, don't you? Or is that something low grade?
Listen, friend. Things being the way they are, I just take it by the day. I got no plans. I leave it to other people to mess up their heads with strategy, playing tricks on themselves. I got an adjustment. I like it. See? I don't knock my adjustments. Jump in the lake.
You would jump in the lake? You damn posy, dude.
You better believe it. No one is more dramatically self-destructive than I am.
You wouldn't jump in the lake. But I would jump in the lake.
Hey, you're drunk. You can't even swim.
The hell I can't.